Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Luis. I'm a PM in Microsoft Teams. And today I'm here to introduce to you the next iteration of our Open Developer Platform. And what that means is apps. So this is the first video in a series of videos where we're going to show you how to build and package an app and submit it into our Office store. So let's start with what is an app. So an app, traditionally, when you think of an app, you think of a sandbox service running either on your desktop or on your phone. You click an icon, you open the app, you get to do things, then you go to the next app, you get to do things, then you go to the next app, you get to do things. And we find that way of working is, you know, maybe sometimes a little bit cumbersome, a little bit complicated. And so what we thought is, you know, in Microsoft Teams, we have created, you know, one of the world's best collaboration platforms. Wouldn't it be cool if we can integrate third-party apps and services so that they can work right in line as you're collaborating with other people on your team? And so that's exactly what we've done. Back in March, we introduced to you tabs, bots, and connectors. Today, we're introducing a new capability called Compose Extension. And we're wrapping all this up into the concept that we call apps. So let me show you how these work like and how you can add them to your teams and how you can use them and why they're cool. Let's go and switch over here to Microsoft Teams. And here on the left, you would notice that there's a brand new beautiful button called apps. When I click on it, I get a list of apps that have been either installed by me or by someone on my team. And I also get a Discover Apps button. When I click on this Discover Apps button, I see a full screen, beautiful gallery of all the apps that have been created for Microsoft Teams. These apps can have many capabilities like tabs, bots, and connectors. And we also sort them by all these categories so that they're useful and easy to find. So let's go ahead and I'm gonna show you how to add an app to a team. I'm going to go here and look for Polly, click on it. I'll see that Polly has a tab and a bot that it supports. I'm going to click on my development team, and I'm going to go ahead and add it. This goes and adds this app to the team so everybody on the team can use it. It tells me right here the things that I can do with it. So it tells me that I can use the bot by mentioning it and use a tab by clicking plus and adding into a new tab. So that takes me over to my general channel in my development team. And what I'm going to do now is show you an app that we've built for you guys, a sample app so you can play around with all these capabilities and you can see really the powerful things that you can do inside of Microsoft Teams. So the first thing I'm going to show you with that app that we created for you is tabs. Tabs is one of these cool, unique things that Microsoft Teams has that other conversation platforms may not. And this is the power of pinning these tabs into the channels where you're having the conversation. So here, for example, I'm in my general channel, and I've pinned these tasks, all my dev tasks, into the channel itself. And I can see all the stuff that is assigned to everyone on my team via this nice and beautiful tab. So we think this is cool. This is a nice way to collaborate. This is very, very powerful. The next thing I'm going to show you is notifications and how we've made those a little bit richer. So I'm going to scroll up here because someone a while back had created a new task for this team to work on. And so this task right now is unassigned, and everybody on the team gets to see it. And the cool new things that we can do with it is we can actually click this button, these buttons here, and see a full set of rich actions that we can take. So we can add comments now, we can set due dates, we can change the status of the task. So all these rich things can now be done inside of a conversation, inside of Microsoft Teams, through notifications and through cards. So we think that's really cool. Next, let me show you bots. So bots were also introduced before, and today they're going to be one more capability of an app. So if I tap here, S, it auto-completes for me. I click Tab. It asks me if I need help with things that I can say to that bot. So now you can, as a developer, set up a set of actions that your bot's really good at doing. So for example, it's really good at creating tasks. So I'm going to go here and tap complete to create a brand new task. I'm going to call it my task. And the bot will go ahead and create this task for me. And everybody on the team will be able to see it. So that's pretty cool. The last thing that what I want to show you is this brand new capability that we're introducing today. And we call it Compose Extensions. So a bit of history about Compose Extensions. We saw that as people were using Microsoft Teams, they really, really enjoyed the font picker, right? Because they get to write in the Compose box as they're writing a message, go and insert these rich cards and rich entities and really type whatever they want and express their feelings. And we thought, wouldn't it be cool if third-party applications and services had a way to do that inside of Microsoft Teams? So that's exactly what we've done. We have now here inside this three-dot menu a list of, here we'll show a list of apps that support this capability. Let me show you how that works here with this sample app that we've made for you. So I'm going to type task, and this will go and query the sample app that we've made for all the tasks that we have in the system. And as I click on one, we go and insert a rich card right into the conversation that you can go ahead and talk about with your team and use along with your team. So we think that's really, really cool, and we can't wait to see what things you guys can build with it. So I've shown you tabs, I've shown you bots, I've shown you connectors and rich cards, and I'm showing you Compose extensions. And we've used this in the context of a team as we're collaborating with other people. But what about when I just want to work on my own, where I just want to see my own tasks, when I just want to talk to the bot on my own? So today, we're introducing this personal experience for apps. So you go here into the flyout, you find your app, we call it sample app, click on it, and this takes me right into my personal app experience. So here, I can talk to the bot, I can ask it to create a new task again. And when I ask it to do these things, it's only talking to me. No one else on my team gets to see it. This is a personal way for me to interact with the bot inside the app. The other thing that the app can do is it can set up these personal tabs. And these personal tabs are really a way for the application to show itself on a personal level to me. And so here we can see that this specific sample app goes and pulls all the tasks that are assigned to me across all the teams that I'm a part of. And so that's really cool because many times we find ourselves being part of many teams and we just want to see an aggregate view of everything that's happening in all of our teams. And this is the way to do that. We've also set up here an info tab for you guys that has links to how to use the app, how to build the app, et cetera, et cetera. This is a very useful way to introduce an app to your users and show your users the things that it can do. So that's kind of it for that personal way to use an app. I've shown you the way to collaborate using third-party apps in Microsoft Teams inside of Teams and Channels. I've shown you how to use apps at a personal level. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how easy it is to make a Microsoft Teams app. So I'm going to go and set up a really simple app, and then in the next few videos, you will see how to go more in depth and create all these different capabilities and really use the full power of Microsoft Teams. So let's go and switch over to Visual Studio Code. And here I have a sample manifest, which is just basically a JSON file with a whole bunch of properties that as a developer, you'll have to set up to be able to have a Microsoft Teams app. Up here, there's a whole bunch of things that like version, ID, developer name, terms of use, et cetera, all the standard things that you associate with an app. Then we have a name and description. Notice that we have a long and a short name and a long and a short description. The long ones will be showing up in gallery. Short ones will be showing up in different places throughout the Microsoft Teams UI, like when you mention the bot or when you're trying to add a tab. Then we have the icon section. We changed it a little bit from what it used to be. Now we're asking for a color and an outline icon. There's going to be more details about what these mean in the description. There is linked below. And then we have an accent color, which is a way for you to make your app feel a little bit more personal, and we'll be using that accent color throughout the UI. What I really want to show you today is the static tab section, which is a new section that we have. Static tabs are these tabs that you get to set up for your users to use at a personal level, like I showed you before. So in here, there's an array of tabs that you can create. You can have up to 16 of them. And to set these up is really simple. You just have to provide a unique entity ID, a name for your tab, a content URL, which is what we will show inside that tab, a website URL, which is what we would be linking out to if we, for some reason, can't load the tab or on some of the platforms that we support. And here, the scope is personal. So I'm saying I only want to see this tab when I'm using the app on a personal scope. So we have this in here. The next thing that we'll do is we'll go here into my desktop. And these three files, I'm going to zip them up into this example zip. And I'm going to grab this zip and sideload it in Microsoft Teams and show you how that works. So this is how sideloading is a way for you guys to, as you're developing your app, test out what your app is doing and make sure that it works fine. So I go here into my team dashboard. I go into apps. And I click on the sideload an app button. I click on example.zip. And this, in a second, will load up the app that we just created together back in Visual Studio Code. So the app has been sideloaded. And now when I click here on the apps flyout, what I can see is the app shows up. When I click it, the tab is right there, and everything works just fine. So we've just created an app in like less than a minute. That's really cool. So lastly, I do want to mention that we'll be supporting you guys submitting apps to the Office Store. And the way to do that is you need to do two things. You can register as a developer, a Microsoft developer, and you can go to akms.com/submitteamsapp. And go through the Office Seller dashboard and submit an app through there. We will be doing some validation of your app to make sure everything works fine. Once the validation's through, your app will start showing up in the Discover Apps gallery. So that's it for me. All these features and more are coming up to the developer preview. More details about that in the description. Please check out all the links that we provided for you below. We provided sample code for Node.js and C#. We provided documentation, and there's links to all the other videos about how to make all these capabilities that I've shown you today. So please go watch those videos. To submit your app, again, akms.com/submitteamsapp. That will go through the Seller dashboard in Office and submit an app to the Discover Apps gallery.